Hello, everyone. Welcome to the best show this side of the mid-rim. My name is Jay Chalansky, and you're listening to Bantha or Bust. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Bantha or Bust. Once again, the best quiz show this side of the mid-rim. On today's show, we have a lot of contestants, actually. We have five contestants that are all going to be bidding for their Bantha or Bust trophy, and we'll see who takes it today. Let me introduce you to our contestants. We have Mike Dashes Barry.
Hey.
Very energetic. Thank you. And we have Kyle, Orchimedes Dorm Boss.
Which side of the mid-rim are we on, the inside or the outside?
The best side. And then we have Evan, the Trash Panda Bullris.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, if I wasn't enthusiastic, I don't know what that was.
You know, guys, I'm really happy we're doing this.
I thought that, but I said the same way I said before. Hey,
so
hey Jay, how's it going?
You know, I bet you if I had some garbage in front of me, you'd be enthusiastic. All right. And then we have Mike Ghostwalking Cirillo.
How's it going?
And then we have Zach Thrawn Barry.
I feel like I need to bring it up here a notch. In the great words of Thrawn, I require no glory, only results, and that will be winning this trivia.
There we go.
Oh, dang, okay. Jeez.
Yeah,
we're doing
that.
This? All right.
Take your pizza and go home, trash panda. All right, so here's the rules for those listening at home. We have a series of questions related to Star Wars, of course, this being a Star Wars Legion podcast. And I will ask the question, and when the contestants know the answer, they will yell their name with enthusiasm, hopefully this time, and that will let me know that they have the answer, and I will try to listen very closely and pick who I think yelled in first. Are the contestants ready?
Yep.
We're always ready, Jay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So let's start with our first question. What was the name of the Ewok medicine man that presided over the roast of Han Solo?
Are you serious?
I have no idea.
Sounds like it's being serious.
I am.
Mike.
Is there a multiple choice, or is this just
is it,
say a name?
Is it Wicket?
Nope. You gotta say your name if you want.
I said Mike.
He did. He did.
Mike, what is it?
Is it Wicket?
Is it Wicket? Oh, sorry, Mike.
Yo, can we go with like
it's log
cal signs or here something here? Because Mike's very undescript.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you say dash then. All right, here we go. Question number two. Are you ready?
I don't know after that one.
Oh, boy.
What is the answer?
Oh, God.
Yeah, are you going to tell us?
Law Gray.
Yeah, I never would have gotten that.
What?
Yeah, I never.
Law Gray.
Nope. Okay.
All right. He's making this stuff up.
I'm not. Okay, here we go. Oh, God, this is going to be good. Okay, already. Here we go. Next question. Which actor in the prequels is the real-life nephew of the actor that played Wedge Antilles?
Oh, I feel like I know this. This is bad.
Is it? You ready? I'll give you multiple choice on this one. Are you ready?
Yep.
Is it A, Ewan McGregor? Is it B, the guy who played Anakin? Is it C, Samuel L. Jackson?
Oh man, Zach.
Zach, go ahead.
I'll go with you, McGregor.
Yes, correct. Good job.
wasn't Samuel?
No, sure wasn't. Zach's got 1 point. Okay.
Woo. I made him my Alexa.
All right, I guess we gotta go with an easier one, boys. All right, here we go. Are you ready?
No,
no.
Sorry, we're not up on our
but we're gonna,
Star Wars
we're gonna
actor
try.
Family trees.
All right, here we go. How many bounty hunters were on the Executor?
Zach. I believe there were 5.
Judges.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Evan.
Kyle.
Evan. Evan called it.
Was there 6?
Judges.
Oh, man.
Evan, for bonus points, can you name all 6?
IG-88, Boba Fett,
yes,
Bossk,
yes.
Dengar, Zuckuss, and Forlorn.
That's exactly right. Evan's up with 2 points.
Wow.
Nice. That was impressive.
At first, I was just hoping the supermarket, Price is Right you by going up 1 and getting the answer, but all right.
Well, you did it, guy. Good job.
Turns out I did it. All right.
All right, here we go. Here's the next question. How many members are on the Jedi Council?
Oh. Ghost.
Ghost.
11.
Judges.
Evan.
Evan.
12.
Judges. It's 12.
Got him.
Thought Anakin
didn't count. What a tactic this is.
All right, here we go.
I can't name them. Heads up, please don't make me.
Can you name all 12 for bonus points?
Yodel, right, Yoda.
Yaddle.
Yaddle, Yoda.
Sorry. All right, here we go. Next question. How does Darth Vader plan to capture Luke?
Zach.
Carbonite freezing.
Judges. That is correct. All right. So, Zach, you got 2 points, my man. Evan.
My weakness.
You got
an answer
3.
I can't guess a number up on. My only weakness. How did you know?
Evan Boris. Weak point numbers.
Oh, crap.
All right. So we have a number of questions down. We have Evan leading by 3 points, Zach following up with 2, and everyone else with 0. We're going to take a moment now and hear some holiday wishes from our sponsors.
Hi, my name is John Bushman, but on all the things, I'm known as Bushfax. I'm a very data-driven person, and so one of the big things that I like to do and that I've been trying to do for the Legion community is I've taken it upon myself to sort of standardize the data collection and data analysis across all of Star Wars Legion. It's very much a long game, but definitely making progress. You may have seen some of the reports I've put up from the tournaments. But besides that, I love Legion really for 3 reasons. One, because it's highly strategic. With every turn, there's so many different options that you have to weigh the possibilities of what your opponent might do and how you can respond to that or how you can force your opponent to respond to you. And secondly, before Legion, I played X-Wing a lot. But the main difference to me between Legion and X-Wing is every game of Legion is different. Between having the 3-dimensional terrain and having the 5 different objectives and conditions and deployments. It's just every game is wildly different. And I love it. It keeps it fresh. It keeps you on your toes. And thirdly, it's Star Wars. I mean, everyone loves Star Wars. Most people love Star Wars. I love Star Wars. And then, let's see. One of the things I'm most thankful for about Legion is how much care the developers continuously put into the game. so that when you have a slow, plodding, ominous Darth Vader, he feels just as terrifying as he does in the movies. And when you have a Han Solo that can miraculously survive being shot at 6 times, only to come back and wipe out the last 2 squads, it feels like Han from the movies. And so on my Christmas list for Legion, well, Obi-Wan was big on my Christmas list up until they announced Clone Wars. But now we've got him, right? And now, he's awesome. He's a Jedi that has the desire and the ability to protect his troops. And as well as he does this, it's extremely thematic, and it's very much like what you see in the Clone Wars cartoons, and it's awesome. But besides Obi-Wan, then, on my Christmas list, it's definitely got to be Yoda. Ever since the Empire got Emperor Palpatine on their side, we definitely need some love on the Rebel side, some heavy Master of the Force 2, maybe even 3, with like 4 Force upgrade slots. Yoda that can just make him 400 points. I don't care, but he's gonna be awesome when he finally comes out. And yeah, that's it. Hope everyone has a great Christmas and enjoys the holidays.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays, everybody. It's Michael from the War Corgi YouTube channel here with Arwen and Piper. I'd like to let you know why I love Star Wars Legion. And strictly speaking, it's the best tabletop miniature game on the market right now, set in the great universe of Star Wars and filled with the best community supporters that anybody could ask for. What I'm especially thankful for is my local play group, Chris, Gary, Keith, Troy, Captain Sox, Jim, Jameson, and everyone else in the area, many of whom have already appeared on my channel or will appear on my channel this next year. Thankful for my Patreon supporters and the awesome greater community that we have supporting this game, especially the 5th Trooper. I'd like to give a special thanks to the 2 designers of Star Wars Legion, Luke Getty and Alex Davey, who've done a phenomenal job of keeping this game growing and fun to play. And lastly, I'd like to give a sincere thanks to my wife. She is the best wife in all of hobbydom, supporting me with new lights and a great studio to play in. Her support's invaluable, and it's especially around this time of year that I think about how awesome it is to be married to such a woman. So thanks again to the 5th Trooper for hosting me on this special holiday edition, and I look forward to chatting with all you guys in the future as you watch my battle reports. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hello. I'm Luke Getty, and I've designed a few units for Legion that you might have played with. As far as what I love about Legion, I love being able to design things that make people happy. It's awesome to be able to choose Star Wars characters that people love and put them into our game, cool vehicles. I'm as big of a Star Wars nerd as you guys, so it makes me happy too. In terms of what I'm thankful for, I've said many times how thankful I am for the awesome community, for podcasts like this and others, all the content creators that you hear on here. And also though, I'm definitely thankful for the awesome coworkers that I get to work with. There's some really cool people working on Legion behind the scenes. We've got great sculptors. Derek Fuchs, the manager, does an awesome job. Corey, Rob, Bexley, Kevin, Adam, all those guys are awesome. Other people too, Unsung Heroes. Our producer, Callie, makes sure that things are products we can afford to make. We've got our manager, John Schaefer, who you've seen doing the painting tutorials, is awesome. So thankful for those awesome coworkers I get to work with. And then in terms of my Legion Christmas wish list, I'd love to tell you guys some cool units I would like to see in the game, but I think that would be giving away a little too much. I will say though that I am looking forward to and hoping to see a lot of cool conversions of the vital assets, some cool custom bomb carts, or maybe some custom hostages. So definitely looking forward to that. Thanks for playing, and happy holidays.
Hi, I'm Alex Davey, designer of Legion. I'm thankful for you, the players. You pay my bills, and you keep the heat on in my heart. In all seriousness, I love this community. Thank you all so very much, and a very merry Baby Yoda to you all.
Hello and welcome back to Bantha or Bus. We are deep in our quiz show here with Evan leading by 3 points and Zach leading by 2. Well, not leading. Nope. Coming in second. Don't worry, guys. I pulled that one up at the last minute. Okay. So now we're going to move to our next round of questions. These will be multiple choice. Since you guys did so well with the first round, we figured we'd give you some hints on the second one. Are you ready?
We'll find out.
Yeah, you're ready. Okay, you guys. A lot of energy in this room. All right, here we go. How did the Imperial probe droid know that Han Solo and Chewie had discovered it? Was it A, Chewbacca roared? B,
Kyle.
Kyle.
They shot it.
Judges. Okay. Was it A, Chewbacca roared? B, Han Solo yelled at it? C, Chewbacca slipped on the ice? Or D, Han Solo fired at it?
Evan. Chewbacca roared.
Judges. That is correct. Chewbacca roared. Evan.
Yeah, not the trash.
4 points. All right. That's what
he does. Perfect. All according to plan.
All right, are we ready for the next one? I don't think
yes,
so,
sir.
But we're going to try. Here we go. How many proton torpedoes does an ARC-170 starfighter carry? Is it A6, B20, C14, or D2?
Zach.
Evan.
Zach, go ahead.
14.
Judges.
Mike. 20.
Go ahead. Judges.
Kyle.
Evan.
Kyle, go ahead. No.
6.
Judges. Yeah.
Oh, no. Put it on the board.
Oh, God. I had a 50-50 shot at that point.
How are we supposed to know that?
I don't know. All right, here we go. Here's the next one. I'm not even going to ask you guys already. I'm just doing this. Who was in charge of Echo Base on Hoth? Was it A?
Kyle.
Go ahead, Kyle.
General Reichen.
Judges. That is correct. Ooh. Kyle, pulling it out.
Didn't even need choices on that one. Look at that.
I mean, that one was pretty easy.
Was it? You didn't say anything.
Well, my response time is not great.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready? Here we go. Who said, then I'll see you in hell, after Zach. Receiving a stern Zach? Go ahead.
Han Solo.
Judges. That is correct. Good job, Zach. Look at you. 3 points.
Now all we need is Han Solo and a Tauntaun.
All right. Here comes the next one. Is everyone ready?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
What did Luke Skywalker ask Yoda about his vision of the future? A. What are they wearing? B. Will they die? C. Can I help them?
Kyle. Will they die?
Judges. That is correct. Woo! Kyle, 3 points. So right now we have Evan with 4, Zach and Kyle tied with 3. And we have Mike and Mike in last place with 0 apiece.
Nice.
You guys
must be with the name.
All right. Let's go to the next question. Here we go. What did Han Solo ask Chewbacca to bring him when he was trying to repair the hyperdrive motivator?
Ghost.
A. Ghost. Go ahead.
Hydra spanner.
Judges. That is correct. A hydro spanner. We have Mike Ghost walking now on the board. All right. Good job. You guys are really bringing this up a level. Thank you so much. You guys are amazing.
I guess we know what happened on Hoth.
Yeah, we got Hoth down.
Okay, are you ready? Here's the next question. On which planet did young Obi-Wan Kenobi and Qui-Gon Jinn first form a connection? Was it A, Tatooine? Was it B, Dawn? Was it C, Bandamere? Or was it D, Telos?
Ghost?
Ghost.
Telos?
Judges!
Evan?
Evan.
Bandamere?
Judges! That is correct. Evan pulling out the points at the end. 5 points to Evan, 3 to Zach, 3 to Kyle, and 1 to Mike ghost walking. Good job. All right, you guys ready? And we're going anyways. Here we go. What was Han Solo's rank in the Rebel Alliance at the Battle of Hoth? Was it A, Lieutenant?
Kyle.
Kyle.
General.
Judges.
Ghost. Ghost.
Ah!
Ghost. Go
Captain.
Ahead. Judges. Oh, he's got it. That's 2 points for Mike Ghostwalker. Nice. So just for everybody to catch up, Evan has 5 points. Zach and Kyle still tied at 3. And Mike Ghostwalker has come up with 2. Out of nowhere.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't think Han gets general until Return of the Jedi.
Yep. General Solo, is your strike team assembled?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's the next question. Are you ready? Who was Cloud City's computer liaison officer?
Zach.
Kyle.
Zach, go ahead.
Lobot.
Judges! That is correct. You got it. Good job, Zach.
We are killing Empire
Four
Strikes Back.
4 points. Zach taking a second command. Second place command here. Very nice. All right. Here we go. Next question. This is a layup. Who uttered the following words? Luke, don't give in to hate. Was it A, Obi-Wan, B, Yoda, C, Han Solo, or D, Princess Leia?
Yeah. Kyle.
Kyle.
Obi-Wan.
Judges. You got it. Woo! Nice. All right. Another tie for second place again. And while we're at this point in the game, we have Evan at 5 points. Zach and Kyle tied again at 4. And Mike goes walking at 2, and Mike dashes Barry with 0. Hey, Mike dashes Barry, why don't you tell us what's going on in your head right now, guy?
I'm good, man. I'm listening to all these Star Wars trivia facts. I don't know.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, perfect. All right. We're going to take a short break here for our holiday sponsors.
Oh, hello. You caught me by surprise. It is I, Queen Elizabeth II of the UK and Northern Ireland. In fact, Great Britain and Northern Ireland, coming to you live from several weeks ago. And if there's still time for you Americans to join us, if you don't impeach him. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm gonna let's just go with that. The reason I'm here today, hello everybody. Jay from the Fifth Trooper asked me to do like a holiday message. The Queen in the UK does like a Queen speech, so I thought I'd link back to that. But whether or not it was any kind of success, I don't know. I may get beheaded. I think that is the probable risk here. Yes, anyway, hello, my name is Jay. I run a YouTube channel called Tabletop Oddity, which is essentially dedicated to Star Wars Legion. Dedicated makes it sound like I play it all the time and I think of nothing else. That's not true. I just like talking about it. I enjoy the game, etc. I do have 2 other YouTube channels. Only one of them really might be relevant. So if Star Wars Legion channel is Tabletop Oddity, then my Terrain channel is called Terrain Oddity.
very easy naming convention there. Then I have a channel that's just about wargaming in general, and that's called Rage Crit, because I enjoyed the name. Rage Crit. I thought it was funny. Whatever. Anyway, Jay asked me, he said, come on, sort your life out, Jay. He never said that. He said, do a 5-10 segment introducing yourself, talking about why you love Legion, what we're thankful for, and what's on the Legion Christmas list. Right? Okay, for sure. So let's go. I was going to just nail through them dead easy and then just talk about me, because I love talking about me. Why do I love Legion? It's as simple as this, right? Legion's a great rule set. When the game first was announced, I was all on board because I knew it was FFG. I knew it would be good, and it has proven to be so. Yes, there's certain things I would like to change and improve and stuff like that, but ultimately, that's the main reason. One of those things, by the way, I'm going to just talk about this all the time because I really dislike it. Strength of schedule, get rid of it. I don't want to go to a tournament and play 10 hours and then somebody win because they had a better strength of schedule. I think it's weird. But that's just one thing. I don't mean to moan. It's Christmas, isn't it? This is meant to be Christmas. I think he says a holiday special, right? And we don't really say holidays in the US. I'm going to call it Christmas. And if anybody's offended, meh, I don't care. Because it's not something we do in the UK. So anyway, yes, with regards to Legion, what am I thankful for? I'll tell you what I am thankful for. Now, I know I'm recording this, obviously, very near Christmas. Not at all in November, the day after the skirmish stuff has just been announced. Not at all. Anyway, I'm really thankful for the skirmish, because as I talked about, the skirmish mode, which is a 500-point mode, which is on a 3x3, hopefully the games will be quicker. I really would like to see that ran at tournaments, because, as I said, playing three games, it's just a lot of hard work, was getting a lot of games and nailing them and getting them done quickly. That sounds like a lot of fun to me. And now there is obviously something to be said for a 6x3 table filled with beautifully painted miniatures and a beautiful table of terrain, neither of which are mine because I'm very lazy and don't paint my miniatures. The amount of grey plastic I have, honestly, I think should be a beheading offence. Honestly, I firmly believe that. It's almost treason to the country. It's a complete waste. yes, for sure, I can't paint. So I don't paint and I can't paint. Not a great combination, I think. But yeah, I'm very thankful for that skirmish mode. I think that really, it already sort of existed, but it really, like, it gives me hope that I could do a skirmish version of this and skirmish battle reports and really get through them. I'm really happy about that as a concept. And I'm in a strange mood, you might be able to tell. What's on my Christmas list? Well, it says, what's on my Christmas Legion Christmas list? Quite frankly, almost nothing, because I'm not getting into the new factions. So really, I'm not currently buying that much. I will buy R2-D2, C-3PO, and Operative Luke Invader, because those are the factions I actually do play. So but I want to move beyond that and move into a wish list. There's one thing that I see Krabok, he's all here talking about Darth Maul. Darth Maul. Who cares about Darth Maul? Okay, he actually is quite cool. But, right, okay, fine, sure. He's alright and everything, he's cool. But I'm really, and I mean this in all sincerity, I'm not even kidding, I would really like to see Jar Jar Binks. And I'm deadly serious, guys. Like, I'm laughing, but I honestly can't even tell you why. When I watch Jar Jar in the Clone Wars, I think he's very annoying. When I watch him in the films, I think he's very annoying. But maybe it's that meme potential, the meme dream team, that gets me excited. So I'd like to see Jar Jar. I'm not going to campaign. I'm not getting in my garden and falling over and making a fool of myself. Because Jar Jar's a fool, I'm not insulting Krabok's amazing lightsaber potential and acting abilities. Please don't hate me, Krabok, my lord and savior. Yes, so yeah, Jar Jar. Let's just end it there, I think. Should I get a mic? I don't have a mic to drop, apart from the big giant mic that's in front of me, but I'm not dropping that. That's it. I hope you all have a fantastic Christmas. Jay from the 50th, thank you for inviting me. Not 100% sure in what context this is getting used, but I'm very happy to be here. Yes, and I send you and all of my cockneys much love. Okay, I may have to work on that impression, but too late. All I'm going to say is, I'm going to say thanks for watching. Not really sure what I'm doing. You can go check out my YouTube channels if you want. I'm probably a little bit more sane on the YouTube channels, even though they are called something oddity, generally 2 out of 3 ain't bad. And I'll leave you with this note. Goodbye!
Hi, I'm Brendan Franz, and some people know me as hashtag show your work. A couple of people call me the High Marshal on occasion. I'm based out of Phoenix, Arizona, and if you've met me, it's probably at any of the major competitive events, Grand Championships, World Championships, Adepticon, all of that, because I've had my hand in basically all the North American events except for NOVA this year. Which has been a really great opportunity, and I'm looking forward to a busy and exciting 2020 there as we prep for LVO right now and Worlds. And I was asked to say what I'm thankful for. Honestly, I'm really thankful for the community, especially the people that we see at the events. And it's not just at the events, it's after the events. When we go out and join each other for dinner and drinks and hang out, playing Outer Rim in my hotel room after Worlds, events like that. We have so much fun. I'm really thankful for that. As for something I'd like to see in Legion on my Christmas list, honestly, I'd love to see some cheap HQ units for the battle droids, because right now everything's 200 points. So that's my Christmas list. I just wanted to wish everybody a happy Christmas, and I hope to see you guys at an event. Thank you so much.
Hello, welcome back to Bantha Bus. Our contestants are doing okay. We have Evan at 5 points, Zach at 4, Kyle at 4, Mike Ghostwalking at 2, and Mike Dashes Barry at 0. And we are back. All right, gentlemen, are you ready to continue? Mike,
let's do it.
Go ahead and yell no.
Yes.
No.
All right. And here we go. What did Yoda tell Luke Skywalker he would be? A. Tired. B. Powerful. C. Strong. Or D. Afraid?
Kyle. Afraid.
Judges! That is correct. Afraid. And Kyle jumping up to a tie with Evan for first place. Let's move on.
Nice job,
Lark.
Yeah, let's move on to our next question. What attack pattern did Luke Skywalker order at the beginning of the Hoth ground battle? Was it A, attack pattern Alpha, B, attack pattern Delta, C, attack pattern Omega, or D, attack pattern Epsilon?
Dash.
Kyle. Dash.
I'm going with Delta.
Judges, and Dash Barry is on the board.
That's right.
Oh, snap. All right. Jeez.
All right. Good job, man. You did this.
Thanks.
You are the best. All right. Here we go. Next question. Who led the Cantina Band? Was it A, Ichabel Gannat?
Evan.
Evan, go ahead. Thank you for saving me from that.
Max Rebo?
Oh, Evan. Oh, you're making me read the rest of these. All right.
Got him.
B.
All right.
Doik Nats. Figrin Dan. Or Liren Karin.
Kyle. A.
That is unfortunately
Dash.
Wrong.
Dash.
Go ahead.
We're going to go with the guy whose last name ends with Dan.
Judges. Oh! Dash has got it.
How you like that, guys? You guys are losing to the guy who's in last place now.
It's actually D apostrophe A-N, so that's fun.
There you go.
All right, here we go. Next question. This is gone like gangbusters. All right, here we go. Who referred to Darth Vader as twisted and evil? Was it A, Obi-Wan? Kyle.
Obi-Wan.
Judges. Yeah, that is correct. And Kyle takes a 1-point lead. We have Kyle in first place with 6 points. Evan in second with 5. Zach in third with 4. Ghost and Dash. Mike and Mike tied again, but this time with 2 points.
Hooray.
Yay.
Okay, here we go. The next question, boys. I sense you're losing energy. Do you guys
no, we're good.
To
no, we're good. No. We're good.
Keep it no, going. Keep going.
All right, perfect. Here we go. Who gave the order, move the fleet away from the Death Star? Towards the end of the Battle Ghost. Of Endor. Was it
Zach.
A?
Evan?
Zach.
Admiral Ackbar.
Judges! That is correct. Zach, getting up there. Mm. 5 points.
Right. I almost stammered and went with Lando, and I was like, ah, no, I think it's still Ackbar.
Okay. Perfect. Here we go. Next question. Moving it along. What did Yoda tell Luke Skywalker about his weapon when Luke was going into the cave?
Kyle. You will not need it.
Judges.
Your weapons, you will not need them. Yeah.
That is correct, Kyle. Good job. Kyle just taking that lead. Oh my goodness. What do you got? 7 points? Yeah, that sounds about right. All right. 7 points. Sure.
I actually think it's 8.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's 8 points.
Nope.
The lead's growing too
high. 7. It's 7. All right. We did that one. That one's silly. All right, here we go.
This is going really well.
I think so. You know, whatever. It's Christmas. I'm doing the best I can. Here we go. Ready? From what cell block was Chewbacca supposedly being transferred as part of Luke Skywalker's plan to rescue Princess Leia? Was it A, cell block 287? B, cell block 8012? C, cell block 1-49? Or D, cell block 1138?
Kyle.
Ghost.
1138.
Judges! Boom! And Kyle is up to 8 points. Congratulations, Kyle. You are walking away with this, my friend. All right. So right now we have Kyle at 8 points, Evan with 5, Zach with 5, Ghost with 2, and Dash with 2. You guys are doing great. Are you ready for the next question?
Yep.
We know Kyle is.
Oh, boy. I'm going to have to really put in all the sound effects of people laughing and cheering at the end of this just to make this freaking thing exciting. All right, here we go. Woo! Game show. All right. Great idea, Jay. All right, here we go. What did C-3PO thank the maker for? Was it A, a tune-up? B, a polish? C, an oil bath, or D, a rewiring?
Kyle. Oil bath.
Judges! That is correct. Kyle coming in with a commanding lead. I really don't think anyone can catch up. All right, here we go. Oh, God. All right, I'll tell you what. This next one's worth 2 points.
Ooh.
Does that mean it's harder?
It's going to be 7 times harder. Exactly. Are you ready?
Let's do it. Silence.
Okay, here we go. In The Empire Strikes Back, what were the last words spoken? I'm not going to give you choices.
Zach. I think it might be Luke yelling no before he drops.
Before what?
Before Judges. He drops off platform.
Anybody else?
Ghost.
Kyle. I mean,
Ghost.
They're on the ship.
Kyle. I feel it.
Judges.
Nah. Ghost.
Ghost, go ahead. Okay. No, one.
He's out.
Go ahead.
He's out there.
May the force be with you. May the force be
with you. So simple.
Oh, man. Cliche incorrect.
All right. This one's also worth 2 points. Here we go. All right, seriously this time. Why didn't Yoda want to train Luke?
Kyle. He's too old.
Judges?
Zach. Too much of his father in him.
Judges?
Ghost.
Evan, go ahead.
Evan? He senses fear in him?
Judges.
Ghost?
Didn't somebody already say that?
Ghost, go ahead.
He didn't have time?
He lacked patience. He lacked patience, everyone.
Like you with us.
He lacked patience.
Picturing the line, I want an appeal.
Too old to begin the training.
All right, here we go. Are you ready? Whom did Luke Skywalker see upon exiting Yoda's hut on Dagobah? Was it A, Qui-Gon Jinn, B, Darth Vader, C, Obi-Wan, or D, the Emperor?
Kyle. Obi-Wan.
Judges. Well, ladies and gentlemen.
I think it's a runaway lead.
Kyle now has 11 points. And Evan and Zach have 5. What should we do here? I guess I could give you a 5-point question. Let's make it real hard.
Just do like a 10-point question.
Let's make it real hard.
I think Kyle's won on like 6 Obi-Wan answers now. Just don't make it Obi-Wan.
Yeah, just don't make me answer Obi-Wan.
All right. We'll do this. All right. This next question is worth 10 points. And if nobody gets it right, Kyle takes the game. Are you ready? Oh, good. All right. Here we go. This is going to be terrible. All right. Lando's operation on Cloud City mines what type of gas used
Ghost.
As a weapon? Ghost.
Tabana.
Judges, that is correct. And Ghost jumps ahead with 12 points. And now we've made it a game, folks.
This game is rigged.
I paid him before we started.
All right, now we can go back to normal questions. No. All right, I'll do another one more question. Another 10 pointer. Are you guys ready? You sound ready. Here we go.
Ready.
Okay, good. Great. Thanks, Evan. What is the name of the species that helped freeze Han Solo in carbonite?
Zach.
I'm not.
Judges. That is correct. Oh my God, Kyle. I am so sorry. That's a real shame. Zach is now in the lead with 15 points. That's ridiculous. All right, let's do one more question. I'm going to say that for every question, every time somebody jumps ahead. Okay, so one more question. Here we go. What is Leia's adoptive mother's name?
Kyle. Mrs. Organa.
Deep guess.
Unless somebody can come with a better answer, I'm giving him half points. All right, so Kyle.
I really have no idea on that one.
It was Queen Breha Organa. So Mrs. Organa will suffice for 5 points. We have Kyle back in the lead at 16. All right. Let's do one more. Which Jedi Master was behind the order to create clones?
Ghost.
Zach. Ooh, that was real close. I'm gonna go to the tape. And it looks like Ghost.
Sifo Dyas.
Judges! Oh, that is correct. That is 1 point.
Aw, damn it.
All right. So,
I'm sorry. If this is whose line is it anyways, it's where the points don't matter, right?
Well, none of this matters. No one will remember this episode. It's all fine.
Yikes.
All right, here we go. Final question of the whole game. This is for all the marbles. Whoever answers this correctly wins the game.
That's 30 point question.
It's a 100 million point question. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Name the four Jedi Emperor Palpatine kills.
Oh, I have no idea.
Ghost?
Ghost? All right, go ahead.
So, Kit Fisto, Mace, yep. Mace Windu.
Yep.
And I was going for half points. I don't know.
If anybody can steal this.
I think Shock T is in there, right?
No.
No.
Is Plo Koon in there? Right. No, he gets shot in Starfighter.
He gets shot, yeah. I can picture him. One of them's a...
There's a Deveronian.
All right.
Deveronian, gonna... yeah.
No half points. So we had Kit Fisto, Aen Kolar, Sinise Tin, and Mace Windu. That's that. So we're going to go one more. Whoever gets this one wins. Here we go. We got this. If somebody doesn't answer this, I'm giving it to Kyle. All right, here we go. What is the name of the Genosian leader?
Zach? Poggle?
Oh, yeah, that's totally not right. Dash.
Incomplete.
It is Poggle the Lesser.
Judges! Dash wins it all! Dash takes it away!
That's depressing.
And just remember, folks at home, when he talks about this game, he was in the lead the whole time.
Filing appeal.
That's going to do it for us here at the Fifth Trooper and Notorious Scoundrels and the Fifth Trooper Network. Thank you all for listening. This has been Banther or Bust, and our winner... this game has been Mike Dashesberry. Oh, a Cinderella story from the beginning. He came in an underdog and took it away. Thank you for listening to The Fifth Trooper.